Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Cases around the Court of Grand Sessions. The stratified colonial structure of the island justified that the courts of Barbados were administered by the landed gentry, and the newspapers of the day seemed to ensure that the record mostly reflected the misdeeds of the disenfranchised people groups within the colony. Exactly 200 years ago, this seeming trend was mostly evident on this day, June 15th in the year 1824, when the Barbadian newspaper reported on the many cases brought before the Court of Grand Sessions during its last sitting. A number of cases were brought against members of the Free Colored Group and included January, a Free Colored soldier of the 1st West India Regiment who was condemned to death for murder. The case of Richard Streams, a free colored man, culminated in him being found guilty of rape and sentenced to death, but was recommended to mercy. John Bevel, John Porter, John Russell, and Samuel W. Jordan, all free colored men, were convicted for their involvement in a riot and given a 12-month prison term and a further 12 months bond to keep the peace. Samuel W. Jordan was additionally ordered to pay a fine of £20. John Richard Porter and John T. Dial were also found guilty for their involvement in the same riot and given lesser sentences. Porter was required to serve 6 months in prison and compelled to keep the peace for 12 months, while Dial was committed to prison for 1 month and ordered to keep the peace for 12 months. Pheba John Thompson and Nancy Eiffel, free colored women, were brought before the courts and charged with receiving stolen goods. Pheba was sentenced to a 6 month term of imprisonment with £25 fine, while Nancy was ordered to serve 12 months. James Graves, a free Negro, was charged with the misdemeanor of using seditious language. He was condemned to serve 12 months in prison, pay £25, and bound to keep his peace for 24 months afterwards. In the case of John T. Oliver and John T. Norris, they were charged and sentenced for the criminal offense of assault and sentenced to serve 12 months in prison. Also on assault charges were S.T. Redmond, John Durant, a free black man, and Agnes Levine, who received varying sentences. Redmond was fined 20 shillings and an order to keep the peace for 6 months. Durant, 1 month imprisonment, a fine of £10, and a 12-month bond to keep the peace, while Levine was fined 1 shilling. In a case of spousal murder, Michael Harvey Peter William Henry D'Egville was found guilty of sending his wife toasted cheese mixed with poison. While strong circumstantial evidence supported the case of the prosecution, the defense attorney Mr. Hines mounted an eloquent defense, and in spite of the jury deliberation near to the midnight hour, which was against the law, no unanimous verdict was reached. Mr. D'Egville was therefore bound over to the December session, where he was on the docket to be arraigned for the murder of Mrs. Llewellyn, the lady of the house, who unfortunately joined Mrs. D'Egville in consuming the cheese. These were the round of cases before the Court of Grand Sessions and reported on this day, June 15th in the year 1824.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.